Hello and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Mayshawn, and this is The Lyrical. The singer begins by analyzing his feelings as September quickly approaches. Many people begin to feel forlorn and down at the conclusion of summer. Why? Because during the summer, memories are made, fun things are planned, and often the fall and winter represent a period of time where you don't go on vacation as regularly, and people fucking like vacation. The singer is clearly still at the place where he spent his summer. The lyrics indicate that he will be leaving soon, but for now he's still at the lake house, the beach house, wherever the fuck he was that summer. He alludes to the fact that there was a girl that he met during those summer months that made the summer that much more magical, but she has since gone back to where she's from and is no longer around. The singer, distraught over that fact, drives by her house to try to recapture any cherished memories that he can from the summer that just was and was fucking magical. Maybe he fell in love with this girl. Maybe he's still in love with this girl. Do they have a future? Maybe it was just a summer love or a summer fuck. Either way, he's missing it. The singer now digs deeper into his memory bank, not giving us specifics or outlining specific moments that he and this girl shared, but he alludes to the type of feelings and reactions that they elicited out of each other. And they were playing around or goofing around on the back of his pickup truck or some shit, or he's simply talking about that time over the summer he gave her a fucking mind-blowing orgasm that made her scream so loud it caused the neighbors in the beach house next door to blush. But then the singer goes on to outline how the reality is that love has dissolved, and those feelings and those experiences will not be had any longer. But he shows his grit, and he shows how much those feelings meant to him. Maybe he's talking about a girl he fell for during the months of June, July, or August. Or maybe he's just talking about the summer in general and how he feels during those months. How in the name of fuck did the summer go by that fast? And how is it already over? At times, it's unclear if the singer is referring to a woman that he met during the summer months, or if he's referring to his own individual happiness that he's trying to reclaim. I'm gonna get back the good feelings that I felt during this summer, even if it's during the fall or winter. And I'm gonna find a way to be happy and feel this way again. The singer outlines how he is finally not just on the road home after the summer, but on the road to recovery mentally from all of the negative thoughts and emotions associated with the end of the summer. But on his way home, he sees something that brings him right back to the middle of summer. He saw a sticker from the band Grateful Dead on a car. Maybe Grateful Dead was a band that was played often during the summer and they listened to their music and that reminded him of the experiences they had. If he starts with that reminiscing bullshit, he knows how sad he'll become and he doesn't want to feel those feelings. He knows he needs to look forward and needs to understand that the summer's over, it was done, but if we dwell on it, we'll become depressed and forlorn. And he's determined to not have that happen. The girl he did meet, maybe he's accepting the reality that what they had during the summer was just a fling, and she didn't want anything more than that. Maybe he's being ghosted. Maybe he knows that there's no future. Now he's going back and it's getting bad because he is thinking specifically about his summer love. And his mind and stomach is getting twisted into knots at the thought of just watching her beautiful brown skin walk along the beach slowly, looking at him in a seductive come and fuck me kind of way. A glance that in his mind represents everything that was good and magical about that summer. Here, the singer makes one last plea, whether it's unrequited or not, that the love he had and felt during that summer was real and that it will remain forever real, even long after all the people that they associated with that summer have gone back home and have resumed their everyday lives. He wants her to know that that summer meant something to him and that he will never forget her and the memories that they made. Originally, guitarist Mike Campbell from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers wrote a demo while experimenting with a Lindrum drum machine. He showed it to Tom Petty, but they felt it did not fit with the record they were working on. Campbell ultimately played the demo for Don Henley, who wrote the lyrics and recorded the vocals. They recorded the song after Henley decided to change the key. This lyrical is none other than Don Henley's 1984 hit, The Boys of Summer. I'm Dr. Mayshawn, and this is Lyrical.